And what happened when all of this came to light? The FBI stepped in and cross-examined every one of the children and told them if they did not recant their testimony, they would be liable to as much as 530 years in prison for perjury.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. Hey, before we start this one, just a quick note. When I released this video on March 17th of 2017, titled Systemic Global Pedophilia Exposed, we were in the peak of the discussion about Pizzagate and Pedogate, and the world was waking up to the crimes against humanity, which exist and are flourishing to this very day. The border to the south is wide open, thanks to the puppet president, and child sex trafficking is alive and well across the world. People like Sir Edward Heath, the former Prime Minister of the UK, and Jimmy Savile, the right hand of Prince Charles, are smoking gun examples of just two top-level predators who preyed on children while these demon creatures had power. And I'm titling this video, the re-release of that micro-documentary, Children of Darkness, because the world is waking up, but the world needs to be reminded, for those that don't know, Pizzagate and Pedogate are very, very real. And as Archbishop Vigano wrote in that letter to our president, the American people are mature and have now understood how much the mainstream media does not want to spread the truth, but seeks to silence and distort it, spreading the lie that is useful for the purposes of their masters. However, it is important that the good, who are the majority, wake up from their sluggishness and do not accept being deceived by a minority of dishonest people with unavowable purposes. It is necessary that the good, the children of light, come together and make their voices heard. What more effective way is there to do this, Mr. President, than by prayer, asking the Lord to protect you, the United States, and all of humanity from this enormous attack of the enemy? Before the power of prayer, the deceptions of the children of darkness will collapse. Their plots will be revealed. Their betrayal will be shown. Their frightening power will end in nothing, brought to light, and exposed for what it is, an infernal deception. May these words from Archbishop Vigano sound within your soul and sound around the world as the Great Awakening continues. Friends, this is the truth about the children of darkness and the child sex trafficking they so embrace. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. You can get exclusive content every single day for free at sgtreport.com, sgtreport.tv, and of course, the podcast via iTunes, Podbean, and your favorite podcast platforms. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347, or to find out more, just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report and the SGT Report YouTube channel here with information that I think is going to be absolutely shocking to all of our listeners. By now, many of you have already heard of the fact that a group of women say that they were abused by Sir Edward Heath, and these same women claim that their own parents ran a satanic sex cult that involved 16 child murders. Now, I'm reading this article to you from the Daily Mail, and here's why you should be outraged. And I'm going to read some of this article for you, and then we're going to talk about where have we seen this before, because we've seen this time and time and time again. But before I get to that, quote, a group of women who say Sir Edward Heath abused them as children have also accused their parents of being involved in up to 16 murders. Here's the part that should outrage you. Quote, the farce came as police probe incredible claims that the former prime minister was linked to a pedophile ring that killed as many as 16 children. Why is author Rebecca Camber calling this a farce. She goes on to say the seemingly far-fetched allegations have been made by a family who allege that the politician was part of a satanic sex cult run by their own parents. Where have we seen this before?
My next guest was used also in worshiping the devil, participated in human sacrifice rituals and cannibalism. She says her family has been involved in rituals for generations. She is currently in extensive therapy, suffers from multiple personality disorder, meaning she's blocked out many of the terrifying and painful memories of her childhood. Meet Rachel, who is also in disguise to protect her identity. You come from generations of ritualistic abuse?
Yes, my family has an extensive family tree, and they keep track of who's been involved and who hasn't been involved. And it's gone back to like 1700.
Jimmy Savile was trafficking children to the elite in London. Elite like Sir Edward Heath. The narrative that the elites at the highest levels around the world are involved in these satanic pedophilia cults is now really above board. It's on the record. Pizzagate is just the tip of the iceberg, and stories like this give us a glimpse at the horrors that lie just below the surface. And I find it really interesting that as Pizzagate and Pedogate really become household names, certainly in the alternative media or the free media, as my friend Cliff High calls us, conveniently, this story will begin and end with Sir Edward Heath, when we know that Prince Charles was close personal friends with Jimmy Savile and that Jimmy Savile's crimes were covered up for decades. And Prince Charles wanted to make Jimmy Savile the godfather to his own children. The story in the Daily Mail goes on to say, quote, "They say that the cult regularly slaughtered children as ritual sacrifices in churches and forests around southern England and also participated in similar ceremonies in Africa. They claim their mother and father, who is said to have known the former conservative leader, were responsible for slaughtering children ranging from babies to teenagers, yet they evaded justice."
I was born into a family that believes in this.
And does everyone else think it's a nice Jewish family? From the outside, you appear to be a nice Jewish girl.
Definitely.
And you all are worshiping the devil inside the home?
Right. There's other Jewish families across the country, not just my own family.
The pedophile ring, which they say Sir Edward was a part of, stabbed, tortured, and maimed youngsters in churches and burnt babies in satanic orgies before men, women, and children gorged themselves on blood and body parts, police have been told. And again, where have we seen this before? Look no further than Ella Draper and the Hampstead cover-up.
Witness statement by Ella Draper from 21st of March 2015. I, Ella Draper, mother of Alisa Gariva Dearman, age 9, and Gabriel Gariva Dearman, age 8, hereby give this witness statement under the Criminal Law Act 1967 in the public interests in matters of great public importance to expose serious crimes of satanic ritual abuse, including rape, sodomy, murder, and cannibalism committed against infants and children in churches and primary schools in the UK.
What happened to Ella Draper? She was drummed out of the UK. She had to flee back to Mother Russia when the Mockingbird hacks and the political press in the UK turned the entire apparatus around on her and claimed that her children, Alisa and Gabriel, had made up the stories out of whole cloth. According to the children, members of the cult film, edit, translate, and sell movies of their sexual abuse of children around Europe, Russia, Ukraine, and the United States. In 2010, Alisa started to attend Christchurch School in Hampstead. Gabriel joined a year later, and the children claim that at the school, they and other children were regularly sexually abused by their father and by certain teachers who were their father's friends. The children were all threatened with death if they spoke out. And their mother went public with videos of the children's testimonies, naming names, naming places, naming faces, naming things that children couldn't know. For instance, tattoos near genitals.
What did they do to you?
They sucked each other. They touched me and Gabriel. They have plastic fillings and they stick in our bottom.
Who does? Who sticks it in your mouth?
Social services. Everybody. All of them.
Who?
Everybody.
Does your mother do it?
No.
Do I do it?
No.
Who does it then?
Papa, Mr. Dolly, the school.
Parents.
I guess my
tell me some. Tell me more people. Tell me some more people, please. I'm interested. What about the teachers at school? Who's the main one?
Papa, Mr. Hollings, Mrs. Forsdyke.
Who's Mrs. Forsdyke?
She's the head teacher. Head teacher of our school.
And what does she do?
And she has said she got a big tattoo on her thigh.
And what happens in the church?
And we do baby sacrifice and eat the baby.
What do you mean sacrifice and eat the baby?
So we kill the baby and eat it and drink the blood from it.
Is that true, Gabriel?
Yes. And we dance with the skulls.
You what?
We dance with the skulls in the church.
What skulls?
Skulls of the baby.
Pardon?
The skulls of the baby.
And it was all swept under the rug by the British press. The criminal mainstream press in the UK literally flipped the script on Ella Draper with headlines like this one, "Police hunting runaway mother who tortured her children into inventing fantasy claims about a satanic sex cult run by their father." But know this, the Hampstead leaked medical reports and all doubt about sexual abuse claims, the children were sexually abused. This from Crimes of Empire. The medical reports end any debate regarding the fact that the children were the victims of child sexual abuse in Hampstead and underline the criminal nature of the police interviews on September 17, 2014. The question now is, who is being protected? Who has the influence and power to cause the British police such an obvious and inexplicable mid-investigation rethink? According to medical examination reports, Gabriel had one scar on his anus consistent with blunt force trauma, and his sister has several, and according to the record, there are physical signs consistent with the allegations given by both Gabriel and his sister. And according to the report, the physical injuries found on the children's skin are consistent with the physical abuse they both described. And again, the British press labeled Ella Draper evil while giving her ex-husband a free pass.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay.
This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs. So they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347. Or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Again, where have we seen this before? In the United States, the Franklin cover-up. There were 80 kids who came forward who were used as sex slaves with Lawrence King. And they all told the same stories, but after death threats and a few murders, 78 of those kids rescinded their stories, just like Alyssa and Gabriel have been forced to rescind their story. And the two children that didn't rescind their stories in the Franklin cover-up were put in jail for perjury.
And what happened when all of this came to light? The FBI stepped in and cross-examined every one of the children and told them if they did not recant their testimony, they would be liable to as much as 530 years in prison for perjury. They were grilled for hour on hour. The ones who didn't recant ended up either dead or in jail.
No investigation has ever been launched into the matter since. And one of those children who went to jail, Paul Bonacci, testified that he made midnight visits to the White House in the 1980s and witnessed top politicians receive multiple blowjobs from male children. Bonacci has also been documented many times recounting a bone-chilling story of himself and another boy being forced into making a snuff film, a film where someone is actually murdered in front of the camera, where a third child was raped, tortured, and killed. And I'm reading this portion from cuttothetruthwordpress.com. At the time of his emotional description, Bonacci, who was in prison for child abuse and perjury charges for not retracting his story like the other 78 victims, had no idea what the Bohemian Grove was, nor did anyone until the internet came around. But he described exactly as it looks, where it was, where the snuff film took place, and even states that men in hoods took care of the dead boy's body.
I grabbed his legs and then he grabbed his arm and just sort of kind of carried him back up, kind of grabbing him.
Was he kicking, screaming?
He was kicking and screaming.
What was he saying?
Saying, please don't hurt me.
Did you hear him call? What'd you do to him, Paul?
Did these sound like the words of a liar? Would a liar decide to stick with his story and go to jail as opposed to rescind his story? How much more of this are people of the world going to put up with? How much more of this crap in the UK are the citizens of the United Kingdom going to put up with? Because, again, Jimmy Savile was trafficking children.
Jimmy Savile, far from being a lone predator, seemingly played an active role in supplying children to a network of child abusers in London.
To the elite in London. So where is the investigation into who those elite are? Was it just Sir Edward Heath? And here's something frightening that I want to share with you. I'm going to play for you a soundbite of Hunter S. Thompson in a moment that I think will blow you away. And it's related directly to the testimony of Paul Bonacci, who said that Lawrence King from the Franklin Credit Union and the Franklin cover-up was smiling and laughing the whole time. And the men in hoods were part of a satanic group which planned to use the dead boy in some sort of ceremony. Bonacci also named the director of the snuff film, whom they picked up in Las Vegas, saying his name was Hunter Thompson. Now, self-proclaimed gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson is certainly a nutcase. And of course, he's lauded by the Western media as being some sort of journalistic genius. But before I show you the clip of Hunter S. Thompson saying something very, very sick and peculiar in his own words, I want you to know that a man named Russell Bridges, who was a Republican Party photographer and also a photographer for Lawrence King, claims that Hunter S. Thompson offered him $100,000 to shoot a snuff film for him in the 1980s, which Bridges declined. And Hunter S. Thompson's own secretary wrote on his memoir blog that he once tried to make her watch a snuff film, which she refused to do. And according to his Wikipedia page, Hunter S. Thompson lived in San Francisco, California, in the same vicinity as Bohemian Grove at the time that all of this allegedly took place. And he was researching twisted pornography like bestiality at that time, too. In Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Hunter S. Thompson wrote about procuring adrenochrome, a gland from a human's brain, from Satanists in order to get extremely high. This is incredible because this is an actual hidden phenomenon. A human's circulatory system and glands secrete mass amounts of adrenaline before they die, especially if they're tortured first. Anyone looking into this subject is well aware that Satanists, or at least those claiming to be Satanists, have been known to do this ritualistic murder and blood drinking. And it's quite a coincidence Hunter S. Thompson would have known about that fact in the late 70s and even wrote about it. Now, if you think Hunter S. Thompson wasn't involved in this stuff up to his eyeballs, this is Hunter S. Thompson's appearance on the David Letterman Show in November of 1988. Listen very carefully as Hunter S. Thompson admits that he loves to hunt and kill people.
Next guest has been called the most accurate and least factual reporter working today. His latest book right here is entitled Generation of Swine, Tales of Shame and Degradation in the 80s. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Hunter Thompson. Hi, Hunter. Nice to see you. How you doing? Come on over. Thank you very much for being here. How you been?
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me. Yes.
Yeah. Where do you make your home these days?
The same place I've been making it for the last 20 years.
20 years? Where is that?
Woody Creek. I invited you out there the last time we were talking.
Yeah. And you were born in that area?
No, I'm from Kentucky.
Kentucky originally.
Where are you from?
Indiana originally, yeah. And what is your life like there? Is Colorado, you said?
Peaceful.
You're up in the mountains?
8,000 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. And what kind of a day do you have? So pick any day, for example. Do you spend, you get up early and write and stuff, or what?
Yeah, I write early in the morning. I work all day long.
Yeah.
And then I cut the grass, you know, and I chop wood.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you do for recreation there?
Yeah, that's what I do for recreation. Yeah. I work.
Do you ever hike up into the mountains?
Oh, yeah, I do that for, I like to kill.
And when you say kill, you're talking about what, neighbors? What?
We don't want to talk about shooting people, do we?
No, but you're teasing when you say you like to kill, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not teasing. I used to like to kill. When I realized that I was hunting
you're
in order to
hunter?
Kill.
You like hunting?
I quit. Well, I did. I quit.
Yeah. But I know that when you...
But I quit because I realized I was not hunting for meat. I was hunting because I like to kill.
Yeah. Have you talked to anyone about this stuff?
And just one last word. I am calling on every rightly wired person on the planet with love in their hearts, everybody who cares about children, and everybody who cares about truth. Take the names Pizzagate and Pedogate and spread those names throughout your sphere of influence in social media and get the truth out, because these people are deathly afraid of the light of truth. They're scared to death that as people wake up in droves, their control of the narrative is absolutely falling apart. And for the Daily Mail to call the allegations against Sir Edward Heath a farce is exactly why the mainstream Mockingbird media is now known itself as being fake news. Thanks for watching, and for real news 24/7, visit us at sgtreport.com.
We are at war. They've been fighting a war against us, and it's a covert war. It's the war waged by liars and traitors and backstabbers and saboteurs.